Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
Which way are you going here?
This way.
Okay.
Da, 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 da.
We're the background singers.
Yeah.
Ba, ba.
I always wanted to be a background singer.
You did? You didn't want to be the singer?
No. I wanted to kind of do the dances.
Yes.
And then have a sparkly outfit.
Was there one particular performer and that's what attracted you to their background singers?
No, I just thought that a background dancer, like, you've always got a gig, you know what I mean?
That's a good point.
You can go from band to band. You don't have to be loyal to anybody.
And nobody hates on you.
Nope.
You're just there. You actually have a very important role to play.
Oh, yeah.
You make the song probably sound more like what it sounds like on the CD.
Yeah.
Or the video.
Yeah.
But you're just there in the background.
Super good.
How many people are in your background troupe? Like three?
No more than three. If you get more than three, it's a choir.
Good point.
Yeah.
Well, at least it could be a barbershop quartet.
Those are cool, though, if you got two girls, two guys. I guess that is kind of a
neat sound. Do up to four, and I like gender balance on that.
Yeah.
But otherwise, when I saw Pink, it was three.
Yeah.
And that seemed like the perfect number. I think it was all ladies.
Mm-hmm.
Although some guys in the band also lend their vocals occasionally.
Yeah. You'll have that.
Yeah.
But I think a good three, two ladies, one guy, and we have to have sparkles.
You're matching, yes.
If I'm not wearing sequins, I don't want to be a backup singer. I think part of why I want to be a backup singer
was the sequins?
For sequins, yeah.
I don't find you wearing a lot of sequins in your day-to-day life, and now you can do that anytime you want to.
Not nearly enough sequins.
Why? You should start. Make that a December resolution.
I think you're right.
You should be more sequiny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? I just went shopping this weekend, and
yeah,
they have a bunch of, like, you know, you got to get ready for the holidays.
Like you're going to a holiday party.
Uh-huh.
It's a lot of sequins. And what'd you buy? Nothing with sequins?
I got some sequin pants.
You did?
I just have some, yeah.
When are you going to wear those?
They just sit on the hanger.
When's the last time you broke out sequin pants?
Never.
You didn't even wear them to Shannon's birthday party?
That's why I bought them. But I was like, I'll wear these for
New
Year's.
Oh, yeah, you wore that other. Oh, you're going to do it for New Year's?
That's what I thought, but I don't usually go out on New Year's. I usually
You could wear them around the house. Just sequin pants.
I know, and they're really comfortable. Yes! I could wear sequin pants like sweatpants.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe I'll wear them tomorrow.
Will you?
Will I?
Do I have any sequins? I want to match you.
Do I have big Tuesday sequins energy? Like, can I pull sequins off on a Tuesday?
Claire, choose your attitude. It's what you bring to the table. Yes, if you believe you do, you do. Say it with me. If I believe I do, I do.
If I believe I do, I do.
If I believe I do, I do.
If I believe I do,
Why are you saying it like that?
I don't know.
If I believe I do, I do.
If I believe I
sequin
do.
Sequin pants Tuesday.
Sequin pants Tuesday. It's a thing.
Yes.
Sequin pants are going to be my thing now?
Do you want me to wear my gold pants?
Yes, I do.
Okay, I will.
Yes.
Or I have brand new chinos. Hold on. That are cranberry red.
Cranberry chinos!
Which one do you want?
Cranberry chinos all the way!
Sequin pants and cranberry chinos?
Wait.
What?
Wait. Save the sequin pants. This week is a short holiday week. And so Wednesday becomes Friday. We will have a marching band show on Wednesday celebrating the Hawkeyes. Wednesday, I think we wear sparkly gold pants. I don't know what the theme of the show will be. But
that's a great idea.
A halftime spectacular with two golden people.
Are your pants gold also?
They are.
Oh, God, yes, Wednesday.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, okay. In, 100% in.
Black top. Gold pants.
This is fantastic.
Yes.
Okay. Post-it note me because I need
this.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Hang on.
Write it down.
Ben, where's the pens? Why are there no pens in this place?
Because we're not a newspaper. We're a radio. Gold pants.
Gold.
Pants. Gold pant Wednesday.
Gold.
Okay.
Pant Wednesday.
Yes.
When?
I like how a plan just came together.
That is awesome.
I'm in.
Yes.
Okay.
And I know exactly what. Almost exactly what I'm going to wear.
I'm pretty sure I know what I'm going to wear, too.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
All right. Oh, I'm so excited.
Look at this. We're already ready for Wednesday, and it's only Monday out of a short week.
Don't you feel so prepared? And it all came from my dream of being a backup dancer.
Thank you for that lifelong dream that we may now bring to reality.
Do you want me to sing?
Nope. We have a band.
And then as we were saying, it's a holiday week, right?
Yes.
We've got Thanksgiving coming up on Thursday. It's a big eating holiday, and they always do this fun little guess about how many calories.
I'm not going to guess because I don't care.
How many calories are you going to ingest?
Okay.
It's actually not that bad.
Your typical day is supposed to be 2,000 calories, right? That's your typical diet is 2,000 for the day.
Yeah.
In a Thanksgiving meal, I think most people put down over 1,000. I'm going to go at 1,200. And that's my final answer.
Okay.
By high or low?
You're low.
You said it wasn't that bad, so I guessed low.
I didn't think it was that bad because it's the meal, the Thanksgiving meal is basically your day.
So is it 2,000?
It's 2,092 calories.
Oh my God.
Yeah. But if you don't eat anything else in the day.
But you do because there's always things put out for grazing.
Oh my gosh. We just had a family Thanksgiving this past weekend. The charcuterie alone before. I was like, oh, what is this cheese? Oh, what is this cheese?
And then I am all in. You know me. It is Lay's potato chips, Hellman's mayonnaise, and cottage bread and turkey sandwiches.
Yep.
That is, I enjoy that for years. Love it.
Which is fine, right? Afterwards?
Yes.
That's a different day.
No, I'm probably still having it the same day.
Oh, Eric. Oh, my.
Is pie included in my 2,000?
No, that's not part of it.
Why
are you even doing this, right?
If that
you
don't makes include me feel
pie,
bad.
Pie is part of the meal, so good
pie
day.
Pie is part of the meal. Put
good
it on
day.
That list.
No,
that probably just went up to 3,000 calories.
You know what? We're not going to count. You're right. We're not counting
I
the calories.
I just went to 4.
Forget it.
I usually have 2 sandwiches.
And I don't even have 1 piece of pie. I have multiple.
God save me if it's Sturzings.
Oh.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
What are you doing there?
Sorry. Posing. I'm in a floopy mood.
You are a little floopy this morning.
Well, everybody got really into the nice weather yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Did you see all your neighbors on their rooftops yesterday hanging up Christmas lights?
No, but I believe a chorus of lawnmowers has formed.
Oh, no.
Everybody was mowing at a slightly different pitch.
Yes.
Yes.
It was get out, do your last minute yard work, and I had perfectly good pumpkins, perfectly good mums, but I hauled all that stuff and put it in the yardie.
Time to do it.
Making room for all of the Christmas stuff, but I was looking at the box of lights, and normally we have a really tall house.
Your roof is quite pitched.
Yes, it's tall. The roof is pitched tall. The only thing that I personally can reach is just around the porch.
Mm-hmm.
So this year I looked at it and I was like, I can't do it. Like our little mighty ladder, I don't want to die. I'm getting too old to pull this off on my own. And I don't like my husband and I will fight if we have to do it together. So hats off to the business that went around and they put little things on everybody's door. There's apparently a company that will come and put your Christmas lights on for you.
Mm-hmm.
And they advertised it by having a really great picture of the Grinch. It said, don't be a Grinch. Let us install your Christmas lights for you. And as I was watching everybody put out their Christmas stuff, I was like, where's that thing that I took off the door? I'm just going to call these guys because I don't want to do it. I don't want to get on a ladder today. It's a beautiful day. I don't want to break my neck.
So did you?
We're looking into it.
Interesting.
I asked a guy, which is my husband, like, hey.
Hey, guy.
Hey, guy. And he's like, yeah, I think that sounds like a much better idea than either one of us getting on a ladder.
And the option of not doing it is not even being considered? Like, just don't worry about it this year?
Yeah.
Or have you always had the outline of your house lit?
No, I haven't always done the outline. I've always done the porch. That's as much as I can do.
I like that, though. It's classy.
Classy porch?
I like classy porch.
Give me a wreath the porch
with a red bow on the door, simple. A little garland around the pole, lit.
Then I'd have to get on the ladder. And again.
For the pole?
Yes!
Of your porch? Why does it require a ladder? But you're a foot off the ground.
Yeah, but.
You're fine.
I don't want to die.
I'll do that for you.
Okay.
I'll come over there.
All right, you're hired.
I won't even door tag your house.
You, sir.
I'll come over.
All right, you're hired.
Thanks.
I'm serious. I am interested in hiring out. I do not want to get on a ladder.
Maybe outline your front window. Put a candle in it. Simple.
Do you have a candle?
One of those puts in the window candle, Christmas candles?
Yeah, yeah.
We got a couple.
Okay.
You want one of those too?
Yeah.
You want to borrow that?
I was thinking about maybe I'll get some snowflakes.
And like the spray kind?
No.
Put them on the window?
No, like a lighty up snowflake. I don't know how it works.
Do it.
Okay. I'm just going
minimal. That will require a ladder in your house.
Oh, seriously?
Yes. You got to put it on the top of the window. I'll do it.
Okay.
How did I just get signed up for this?
You're going to hang up the Christmas
Did you just gaslight me? I'm so susceptible to gaslighting right now. Okay. Shannon's back home. We've turned into people who watch CBS on Sunday nights. We made a fire.
Oh, my.
And we both zonked out. She's been traveling.
Yeah, that'll take it out of you.
And about midway through probably my deep REM cycle, I have convinced myself I have an event that I am emceeing today.
Uh-oh.
And then I woke up going, do I have an event? It was like an annual meeting for a local company.
Oh, my.
And everything in the dream made sense. I remember taking the notes. I remember changing the notes. It was going to be at a hotel, and I was waiting on a script. Then I fell back asleep, and then the event happened in my dream.
Oh, no.
And then I woke up, and I went, no, I think it was all a dream. I don't have an event today. Not even close. But
you dreamt you were taking notes?
I was 3 hours into overnight sleeping, preparing for an event, panicking I wasn't prepared for an event, then doing the event, then waking up realizing I don't have an event. It's identical to I have the test dream and I'm not prepared or I'm naked in class.
Yeah.
But this was like in real time. I've never had an experience like that before. It was weird. It was so weird.
You are crazy.
15-year-old boy is in custody after police say he led them on a high-speed chase before crashing into a home in Cedar Rapids Saturday night. Police say just before 10 o'clock Saturday, officers pulled over a speeding car during the stop. The driver took off. It was determined that was a stolen vehicle. Just moments into the chase, that driver crashed into a home in the 2100 block of Beaver Avenue Southeast, causing serious damage to the house. Driver tried to run but was captured by officers a short time later. The unidentified 15-year-old now charged with numerous traffic citations along with theft and interference with official acts causing minor injury. As you plan your holiday schedule, you might want to include a small trek to one of four Iowa towns for the 2024 holiday train. This is done every year. This is the Canadian Pacific train, and all the cars are lit, and then they stop at a town, and then they do a concert. I think I talked about this the last couple of years. There's a concert. You want to know who's playing, by the way?
Who?
KT Tunstall and the American Authors.
What?
So they're riding on the train. The train pulls up in, for example, Muscatine, 7:45 on the 27th. They pop out, they do a show, pop back in, go to the next stop. Pop out, do a show, pop back in, go to the next stop. That's how this whole train thing works.
Seriously?
And it's all free. And they would love a food donation as well. So here's the breakdown.
Yeah.
I've got Davenport. Nope, back up. Clinton on the 27th at 3:15. Then Davenport, 6 p.m. on the 27th, and then Muscatine, 7:45 on the 27th. So that's all coming up. That's Wednesday night. That's Thanksgiving Eve.
Okay.
Thanksgiving morning, really before things get going, they're all going to be in Ottumwa at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Huh.
So if you're traveling for the holidays or, you know, the closest towns are Muscatine and Davenport, you got at least 90 minutes plus you're going to Clinton or Ottumwa, but you could make that part of whatever your holiday tradition is. Clearly better at night than during the day.
Yeah.
But they stop, you give them a canned food donation, and then KT Tunstall sings. That's how it works. Pretty simple.
She's like a cuckoo clock.
Yeah. Here. Hey, American Authors, here's some canned corn.
Get out here and sing.
Sing for us, American Authors. Sing. Moving on to what's got us feeling all right. Operation Give Birds, a program of the Iowa Giving Crew, had more than 100 people on hand to help out with Thanksgiving mailbox giveaways yesterday. This all goes back to 2017. It was a joke. A few members of the Giving Crew decided to prank one of the other guys and put his name on Craigslist, like, want a free turkey? Call this guy. Remember that?
Yeah.
25 people called right away, and they're like, we got a food problem in Cedar Rapids. They've been doing free turkeys and Thanksgiving mailboxes ever since. This year, across Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, Waterloo, and Dubuque, they helped out 2,000 families. Each family box feeds about 4 people, so that's 8,000 people were helped.
So cool.
Based on a what started as a Craigslist prank among some friends and now has grown into this awesome operation, Operation Give Birds.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Sad news first. Game show host Chuck Woolery died on Saturday at his home in Texas. He was 83 years old. No word yet on cause of death, but TMZ reports that he went to lie down. He said he wasn't feeling well, and then that's kind of when he passed. He was the original host of the Wheel of Fortune back in the 70s. Then he went on to host Scrabble in the 80s, and then Love Connection 83 to like 94, which is probably what he's best known for.
You always go to commercials saying back in 2 and 2.
2 and 2.
Yep.
He did some other later shows, Lingo and Greed, but Love Connection was kind of the big one. But he started off as a musician, which I did not know. He was in a folk band called The Bordermen, a psychedelic pop duo called Avant Garde, which had a hit in 1968 called Naturally Stoned.
Naturally Stoned by Avant Garde?
Naturally Stoned, yes. He also, you know, like every artist does.
Hey, Luke Combs, do that one.
Do that. Do the Chuck Woolery song
Luke
next.
Combs, make that one next.
He did country stuff too. Like every artist, he went through a country phase. So, I don't know. I think that's pretty cool.
Man of all seasons.
Exactly, exactly. And hey, maybe there's some inspiration there for Adele. She just finished up her 2-year Vegas residency, and nobody knows what she's going to do, least of all Adele. She actually said that on stage, wrapping things up at the Coliseum Theater in Caesar's Palace. She said she's going to miss everybody terribly and said, I do not know what I'm going to do next or when I'm going to perform again. She said, I'm not going to do anything else. I'm actually bleeping myself about not knowing what I'm going to do. I don't have any bleeping plans. She thanked her 14-year-old son, Angelo, and her partner, sports agent, Rich Paul. A lot of famous faces in the audience as she wrapped up and had that big final goodbye in Vegas. Good Adele. You could do anything, right?
Please don't go to The Voice. You're not there yet.
No.
Right?
No.
You need another like soundtrack hit, like Skyfall.
Ooh.
And that'll launch you into one. And then.
Yeah.
Or maybe a talk show. I don't know.
She can do either because she's got the personality.
I've got to follow this Kelly Clarkson route for you, I guess.
I know, but she's got the personality. You're right.
She's got the personality.
She could pull that off easily.
MC some stuff in England, right?
Yeah.
Host some awards shows. That'd be fun.
Or here. We
or
love
here.
You. You're fun.
Love your accent.
Yeah. I just, you don't know what she's going to say and how many bad words are going to be in
there. Yeah, you bleeped yourself a lot there.
I know. Okay, if you haven't had a chance yet, the movie Wicked is out, and I can tell you, it is wicked good. But if you did see it in theaters this weekend, chances are you saw it wrong. The theater you saw it in probably had the volume set too low. Director John Chu says he went to several theaters this weekend, and the theaters need to crank it up to at least an 11. Yeah.
Did he go in with what are those called, a dB meter?
I don't know. But he said he went to a couple of screenings. They were like at a 6.4, and the way it was intended to be shown was a 7 all the way. He must have had a dB. I don't know.
What's a 7?
I don't know what he's talking about, but he's like, it's got to be louder, man. It's supposed to be louder.
What do you watch your TV at? We're easily in the 20s or 30s.
Are you kidding?
No.
Oh, no. I'm a 12 sometimes.
What?
If it's got to be louder, maybe 15.
No, crank it up.
Oh, my.
Crank
no,
it up. I'm,
no.
with, I'm with the director.
Oh, geez. That's awfully loud. Oh.
My genteel ears.
Oh, my. The Dolby people said, we've got you covered, John. We'll try to crank it up louder. So maybe they'll get it adjusted this coming weekend. They'll make it just a little bit louder in theaters.
Good.
If they have any say as to what goes on in the theaters itself. Wicked Part 1, by the way, of course, won the box office. It opened up $114 million domestically, $164.2 million worldwide. Set the record for the biggest global and domestic opening for a movie based on a Broadway show.
Now, will Moana knock it down a notch?
Huh.
Or will it go, where was Gladiator? Also up there?
Gladiator was a little bit lower than what they thought. I think they thought it was going to be like 64 million. It was 55.5 million.
That's 9 million under.
Which is, you know, not bad, but not as much as they thought it would do.
It's always what happens in the second week, right?
Yes.
It's word of mouth.
Yes, yes. But,
And then you got a Disney movie thrown on top of that. With still another Disney movie to come. You still have Mufasa.
And Mufasa.
You have two family Disney movies coming, and we only have 6 weeks left in the year.
Oh my goodness. Get your popcorn popped, baby. That's what we like to call
Z's Sleaze.
So while you are posting your photos, we will get to two of our three photos to start One Shot Weekends.
Yes, our photos need a little bit of describing because we had some interesting weekends.
Yours is pretty cut and dry.
Yes, but I have to explain why it's not as perfect as it could be.
Okay.
Can I please?
Well, we will start first at Mirrorbox Theater in Cedar Rapids along Ellis Boulevard, where you and I were in a sold-out performance of Department of Vision's improv, I Felt Like a Turkey When.
I Felt Like a Turkey When. So it's loosely based in Thanksgiving, but we were asking people to tell some stories that didn't necessarily have to be Thanksgiving stories. It could just be like an embarrassing time where you felt kind of like a turkey.
We had a guy who left a power cordless drill in a microwave and exploded. We had a high school junior explain just what high school drama is like in the drama department. Somebody crashed an engagement party for their mom. and then we heard a story of somebody who had their fly down during a job interview.
Yeah.
So all of those led to, and that's the best part about improv. It doesn't have to be a recreation. Somebody just mentioned casually in one of their monologues about they didn't even know turkeys could fly. So we did an entire scene about, and I'm on a chair gliding as a turkey while you and another one of the performers kind of look up at us in awe.
We are humans that are like, oh, wow, look at those turkeys. And then you guys were turkeys. They're like, oh, look at those humans.
Yeah, we start having conversations. We start critiquing you guys because we are clearly more intelligent
right
than the humans. And then eventually we got off and then I started, what's the word, preening?
Preening.
Like a yes. Tom turkey with his tail back up.
Yes.
It
yes.
was fun.
It was a
it was a lot of fun. And we appreciate everybody for coming out. That is the weirdest thing in the world. We just walk on stage, we listen to you talk, and then we just make stuff up.
There is no script.
No.
It's just making things up on the spot. And we didn't know what those stories were going to be. We
had
just,
no idea.
Sometimes we'll ask people that we know. One of the stories was from my husband. Some are from friends. Like, hey, will you get up and tell a story in front of some people? Are you comfortable doing that? And we don't know what the stories are going to be, but they were such great stories and lots of great material that we could make little improvised scenes.
And everybody then was just like, it was a good 90 minutes to turn your brain off and just laugh at people being stupid and silly on stage. So
exactly.
Thanks for coming out to Mirrorbox and watching some improv with the Morning Scramble and everybody else. Now, I know that location
yeah.
very specifically. I know exactly where you are. What's happening in the photo?
Okay, so went to see Wicked at the movie theater, and we took the whole family. So it was a very cold, chilly Friday evening. My husband dropped us girls off, went to go park the car, which was very nice of him. And I was so excited because I knew I had seen other people go to the movies, and I knew that our local movie theater had a big, super tall Christmas tree all decorated for Wicked. There's witches, hats, and Glinda wands all on this tree.
The colors are great, too.
It's gorgeous. It's pink and green. And I was like, both my girls, Audrey, Cora, let's take a selfie in front of this tree. And the almost 13-year-old is obviously like, no, embarrassing. So he's like, okay, well, then will you take a picture of Cora and I in front of the tree? And she's like, this is so embarrassing. So I'm like, please, just take it.
Is she afraid of the little girl in the background? Who is embarrassing her?
Look it. There's no one in the lobby.
There's nobody there but the guy making pizza.
Yes.
And this tiny girl with a pop bigger than her face.
This tiny girl who does not care. There's no one in the lobby, but she is so embarrassed. I'm like, you didn't even get the whole tree in the photo. She's like, but I can't.
I think the tree was embarrassed too.
I'm not taking it. You're so embarrassing trying to take photos in the lobby. It's so embarrassing.
Oh.
I am so embarrassing. So that's me being embarrassing at the movies.
It's a great picture.
Thanks.
I like it.
Thanks.
Set it out as your Christmas photo.
Here's me and half a tree.
Half a tree and
half a family.
Half,
and half
a family.
Tree.
There it is.
Merry Christmas.
There's your holiday photo. Okay. R2 down. We got a Producer Ben photo to go.
Ooh.
And of course, yours as well.
A Producer Ben and a whole lot of meat.
There's a lot of meat in that picture, Ben. A lot of meat. Get those photos posted, please, at the Z102.9 Facebook page.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric.
Yes.
B102.9.
Floopy.
Floopy.
Yeah.
We're all just a little floopy today.
A little floopy.
Yeah. Ben was a little bingo-y over the weekend.
I love bingo.
Apparently so.
So much you have a shirt for it.
Let's just start out with, you love bingo and so does everybody else in this room. This room is packed. Where did you play bingo Saturday?
It's at the Norway Legion. It's called Cackle and Squawk.
Cackle and Squawk, that's the name of the bingo?
That is.
Event?
Like, is it an event or is that a club?
It's an
Are you a charter member of Cackle and Squawk?
It's an event. They do it every year, and you can win hams and turkeys. This is the second year in a row I've went.
Is the second year you've won a ham and a turkey?
I have not won anything ever yet.
Whoa, until, you're just posing with the prizes?
People around me won some hams and turkeys. I posed with their prizes.
Oh, boo!
I'm terrible. I love bingo, but I'm terrible at it.
Oh.
There's like, no skill
there's no
to
skill.
Bingo.
It's just luck.
Yeah, but there's other people that, like, some people will win two or three bingos, and I don't get any.
Wait a second. I feel very cheated. This photo implies that you won
clearly
both ham and turkey.
At first, I thought you won a bingo t-shirt.
Yeah.
That's from the cruise ship.
Wait. Did you win a t-shirt?
No, that's from the cruise ship, and that comes with your bingo package.
Oh, Ben.
You are unlucky in bingo. Do they regulate how many cards a person can have? Are the people around you winning because they have a ton of cards and you only buy one or two?
Some people get more. You get three cards for $5.
Yeah.
So yeah, you can buy more.
Eric.
Yeah, Claire.
You are known to create your own bingo style games.
I do love doing that.
Have you ever thought about changing producer Ben's luck around and maybe doing some other kind of game called Bengo?
I'll make a Bengo card, you bet.
Yeah, and then maybe that would change your luck around, Ben.
Interesting.
Yeah.
You're interested?
B-E-N-G-O.
B-E-N-G-O. B-E-N-G-O. And Ben, what's his name? Oh,
that's how you play Bengo.
What would go on Bengo's card? Just things he does in his life?
That'd be fun.
So he could have a full card every day?
Yes.
Help the Morning Scramble. Square.
Square.
Bagel with peanut butter.
Square.
Order chocolate milk, but send it back because it wasn't the right kind of chocolate milk.
That's not the right kind of chocolate
Square.
Milk.
Square. That's a Bengo card.
That's how you play Bengo.
I can play Bengo.
I did almost win something, though. You can buy raffle tickets for baskets.
Yes, and you almost won.
Almost win.
One of the baskets, I bought a raffle ticket, and it was the next number.
Oh!
It would have been just meat, cheese, and fireball, but that would have been...
We almost got fireball?
It would have been a nice holiday gift.
That would have been a great holiday gift. Meat, cheese, and fireball.
We would have loved the fireball.
And they only do this once a year? We can't send you back this weekend?
Just once a year.
Dang it.
Dang.
I like that you have a tradition, though.
I do, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As soon as I win, it's going to go to my head, and I want to make a bingo crown.
Yeah, we'll be there.
I saw somebody on the cruise ship with a bingo crown. He was called the Bingo King. That's got to be me.
Wait, that's not a guy who works there. That's a guy who just played bingo on the cruise ship.
He played bingo like every single round of bingo, and he made a crown out of his cards, and he was the Bingo King. And then when he would win bingos, people would boo him.
Because the Bingo King won again?
Haters gonna hate.
But that's what you want?
I want to show up. I want to win next year and then show up the following year with a bingo crown and be the Bingo King.
He wants people to hate him so much because he wins so much at bingo.
Do they have somebody call the numbers? You just look at the big board.
Somebody calls the numbers and they show up on the board back there.
Oh, maybe Morning Scramble could be invited to be guest callers.
Yeah.
You ever called bingo before? It's fun. You got to use a bunch of little phrases.
It's been a while since I've done it, but I could do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just want your dreams to come true.
Yeah.
That's all I want.
I want you to win, and I want us to be calling the game that you win.
That'd be fun.
That'd be so fun.
That's a dream.
Yeah, it'll sound like it's really fixed.
Let's put that on our vision board for 2025.
Let's just have one vision board for the group.
Yeah, that's on our group vision board.
May you be a Bengo King next time next year this time.
This time next year.
That's how people say it.
Yeah.
Please do that. Well, thanks for faking us out with your photo, because you really did.
Really,
I was so excited you won turkey and a ham.
You really looked like a winner.
I was so happy.
Staged winner photo.
I will tell you this, though. You know who is honest? Our listeners. Because we have so many birthdays.
Oh.
I think the theme this week or past weekend was my kid had a birthday.
But can we talk about our baby, Charlotte the Morning Scramble? Blue turned 2.
She has a spider and Halloween cake. That's an interesting... Or is it Nightmare Before Christmas, maybe?
I love it.
I love it as well.
It's so sweet.
Happy second birthday to Charlotte, the Morning Scramble Blue.
Oh, she's so big now.
We also had birthdays with Erica and your little one. Also to Ashley. And then just a lot of little fun kid pictures. We've Jilna. Big fan of the show. Used to sit by me at the stadium. Moved to Florida. They drove back to Iowa. It's the my kid is totally just knocked out in the back seat in the child seat photo. That's adorable.
Got to do that.
Yep.
Mary had one go to Beauty and the Beast at Theater Cedar Rapids this past weekend.
I was there Friday.
You were there as well.
Loved it.
Great
show.
The
lobby alone. The Christmas trees look great. And the show is staged beautifully. Music is lovely. Deb's photo of these two little ones at their very first hockey game
is
adorable.
Funny. They were apparently first hockey game and they were seated right behind the penalty box. And these little guys were like, wait a second, even the big boys get timeouts? Uh-oh, better be good at the hockey game.
Also good to let them know going into Christmas time, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
A couple people saw Wicked like you, Claire. And then I wanted to wrap up, if you wouldn't mind. We love Cheyenne's photo.
Cheyenne's photo is very sweet because Cheyenne got a very special tattoo this weekend. She calls it her wide smile tattoo.
Her little one has cleft, and he's already up for a lip repair. That's going to be happening this Wednesday. What a way to go into the Thanksgiving holiday.
Yeah, at the University of Iowa Stead Family Children's Hospital. So,
Just love that you're honoring your son. And also, we just love when you share stuff like this on the Z102.9 Facebook page. So big thanks to Cheyenne and all of the families for sharing your photos. Still plenty of space. Get those pictures up now for Z102.9's One Shot Weekend.
Waking you up with the Morning Scramble on Z102.9.
Okay, this is a thing that's really taking off. It started with a silly story I had in Z Sleaze. Timothy Chalamet lookalike contest, New York City. Timothy Chalamet actually showed up. People went nuts. There's been a Harry Styles lookalike contest in London. There was a Jeremy Allen White lookalike contest in Chicago.
Is that the guy from The Bear?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait, didn't they give away a pack of smokes?
Yeah, not a pack. It was just some cigarettes. It wasn't even a full pack.
I think the common thread with these are they're spontaneous.
Yes.
And the prizes are stupid.
They're very dumb. There was a Zendaya one just last weekend, and they gave away $40 and some hair care products.
Perfect.
Glenn Powell hosted one in Austin, Texas, where he's from. His mom and aunt actually hosted it.
Glenn Powell, that was Top Gun and Twisters, right?
Correct.
Handsome man.
Very handsome.
Yes.
He actually sent a video in because he couldn't be there in person, but his mom and aunt judged it, and they found the winner. They gave out a cash prize, a cowboy hat, free queso for a year, and you get to be a cameo in a movie.
Hold on.
This has been the best contest I've seen so far.
I was all on board with doing a Morning Scramble lookalike contest.
I know.
But that just upped the stakes considerably.
I feel like Glenn Powell changed the game.
I don't know if we're going to be able to do like a year's worth of queso.
We can't.
I'll buy you a jar of queso.
But you know what? Let's keep it silly.
Yes.
I think a Morning Scramble lookalike contest could be fun.
How about a can of tomato or mushroom soup?
Neither of us like mushrooms.
That's a perfect gift. It's a perfect prize.
Because we don't want it. You have it.
Okay. Here's where we're at so far.
We both hate mushrooms. You take it.
You're getting a can of mushroom soup. And whatever's in the coffee jar, because I collect money here to buy new coffee.
Yeah.
I could donate that as a prize.
Oh, yeah, you
could
take a change cup.
I'm just going to let you know it's going to be all in change, whoever wins.
Cup of change.
Cup of change and a can of mushroom soup. Let's find one other thing.
Maybe tomato soup?
Maybe tomato. Maybe one of each. I don't know.
Can of soup. Can of soup and a cup of change.
We give you a loaf of bread, some American cheese slices, and some tomato soup.
Cup of coffee, cup of change.
Cup of coffee, cup of change, cup of soup.
From
a couple of knuckleheads.
Yeah, a cup of. I like that.
Okay, it's the Morning Scramble lookalike contest. Yeah. Now, here's what's next. We need to find a time and a date. And time is working against us. This is a short week. I don't think we pull it off this week.
That's so much to bring together. You got to make sure you raise awareness.
Yes.
It's got to be a pop-up thing, but we have to have flyers created. people have to know that where it's happening.
We need one of those big staple things so we can put them on light poles.
A lot of light poles.
Tape them around all the light poles, and we have to take down the Christmas decorations so we tape our posters up in Nubo.
Exactly. We got to get the word out about our lookalike contest, and we don't even know where and when it is.
But we know what we're giving away.
Exactly. Cup of change, cup of soup, and a cup of coffee.
Morning Scramble lookalike contest. Okay. We got that part figured out. Is there anything else we need? Do we need to ask for permission to go somewhere? Do we need invited into an event? Like, could we just pick an event next week? Because we're getting into busy holiday season, right?
Just go to that?
I don't know. Show up at a bingo hall. Show up at a bazaar.
Prior to the Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah, like we're the opening act to Beauty and the Beast. I don't know.
Do they need an opening act for a play?
Can I just point out that we could call ourselves Beauty and the Beast?
Never has there been something so on point.
Tale as old as time, my friends.
And you know what?
Tale as old as time.
I feel like we could make a call to Executive Director Katie Hallman. I think we could get her on board.
So anybody in the audience could sign up in the lobby to take part in the Morning Scramble Lookalike Contest.
Hey, friends, while you're waiting, would you like to participate in our lookalike contest?
Up for grabs, cup of soup.
Cup of soup, cup of change, cup of coffee.
Cup of. We're working on it.
Hey, these are just ideas. This is the brainstorming sesh, and you're in on it.
Morning Scramble Lookalike Contest, coming soon.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric, your friends and neighbors. Z102.9.
We sent our first round of messages to the North Pole.
Yeah, we got a whole bunch that we downloaded from the Z102.9 app, and then we uploaded them into the Santa Line transponder through the satellite. I don't know exactly how it all works, but
it went off of a satellite dish and then it bounces off of something in space and then ricochets around a little bit.
Yeah.
And then lands in the North Pole. You know the actual pole in the North Pole? That's got to be an antenna. Does it not?
It's got to be.
That'd be the easiest answer.
It's not just
decoration. It's not yard art.
No, it does something. It transmits and receives messages because we are able to send stuff to the North Pole and they are able to send stuff back to us.
So to the families that got us messages towards the end of last week, we're working on those right now.
Hear you and we got them.
We're underway. We have not checked Santa Line yet this morning, but there's still time. We're in the month of November. All you have to do is have the Z app on your phone. And as part of the app, it has an upload button. It's right near the bottom of the app. Make sure you've got a profile set up because that's how we get your email address.
Yes.
Record your little one. So far, we've had wish lists. We have a lot of curiosity about chimneys and ho-ho-ho.
Yeah. Some really, really great questions. If your kiddo has any questions about the holiday season, Santa's a great resource to go to. So, yes, we encourage those questions. We can send them to the North Pole for you.
Upload your message now using the Z102.9 app. Also, big thanks to Hertin and Soccer Jewelers in downtown Iowa City for bringing us Santa Line 2024. I put together some of my highlights from last year's Santa Line. Please enjoy it, because once we get those messages back, we send them directly to you, the family, and then we also keep a copy so we can play it on the radio. And you know what? It's adorable.
So cute.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings, 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.